we kick off hour number one, you can always take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. Use it and abuse it. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those. freetalklive.com. We're starting things off here with a story that I didn't have Saturday night just because I hadn't checked far enough ahead in my emails. A few people emailed me about this one, and I can see why. It's absolutely outrageous. If you were looking for more evidence of the fact that the government thinks of you as a slave, that the government thinks of you as their little bitch, then I have it here from the Associated Press, Washington.
Perhaps an asset. The government considers you an asset.
No. No, no, no. Slave. Companies that help businesses track and search their emails and other electronic data are experiencing a surge of interest in the wake of federal rule changes that clarify requirements to produce such evidence in lawsuits. Roger Mattis, chief executive of Concord-based Inboxer Incorporated, said Friday his company is getting at least five times as many inquiries as it did 6 months ago for software that can accelerate the search and retrieval of electronic information. Quote, companies used to be focused on how they store information. Now they're focusing on how to retrieve it. Why? Why this surge of new interest? Has just a new article been published on the internet that's just encouraging people to go out and buy some new software for their business? What do you think could possibly be behind this?
Really great advertising?
No.
No.
No, the new rules, which took effect Friday, require U.S. companies to keep better track of their employees' emails, instant messages, and other electronic documents in the event that companies are sued, legal experts say. And this is apparently, the Supreme Court has ruled this. According to the court, they are part of amendments to federal rules governing civil litigation and were approved by the Supreme Court's administrative arm in April after a five-year-long review.
Now, you know, it's ridiculous to me that companies, I don't know if this is, does it exempt companies of a certain size? Because I'm a company. I mean, I do business, right?
I wonder
am I
if
responsible
it's,
for keeping all this crap in case?
Well, I wonder if it's
the
only
possibility that I get an employee at some point and he or she wants to sue.
I'm sort of thinking maybe it's only for corporations, but it doesn't at least it hasn't specified that so far. They may just be saying companies in this news article, but
I was I've been incorporated in previous companies. Am I still required? The thing is, this is just it's ridiculous. I don't care if it's the biggest of companies. The fact that they have to keep emails and electronic communications from months and years ago so that somebody can sue them, so that somebody can have it as evidence, that's just wrong.
According to the Supreme Court, companies and other parties involved in federal litigation must now produce electronically stored information as part of discovery, the process by which both sides share evidence before a trial. Federal and state courts have increasingly been requiring the production of such evidence in individual cases, and the new rules clarify that the data will be required under federal lawsuits. Under the new rules, an information technology company who routinely copies over a backup computer tape could be committing virtual shredding once a lawsuit has been filed, said a partner at the law firm. Companies still could routinely purge their archives if the data aren't relevant to cases companies have pending or expect to face, though specific sectors such as financial services.
Well, I don't know about that now.
What do you mean?
I think things may have changed for me. This is regarding information on cases that are pending or they expect to face lawsuit on. This isn't just random storing of information, just you have to store everything. They're not doing that. They're saying you can't destroy evidence in a case that's pending. And I don't think I have a problem with that.
Well, the way it came off initially was
I heard that originally, and I heard that in the when I saw it on whatever lying cable news network I happened to be watching at the time. That was the way it was presented to me. But in this article, what it just said was you can't overwrite information on a case that's pending, and that's a whole different ball of wax as far as I'm concerned.
Company lawyers and information technology staff will have to work more closely together to ensure that routine erasing of backup data doesn't pose legal problems while also ensuring that lawyers know where their company's data are stored. The new rules make it more important for companies to know what electronic information they have and where, especially because of a provision that requires lawyers to provide information much earlier in a lawsuit before. Many large companies, quote, don't know what they have and are therefore unprepared when and if they are sued. Without a better sense of what data they have and where, some companies settle lawsuits in order to avoid the costs of electronic discovery, she said. Better organization of the data can lower that cost and enable companies to avoid settling. Some companies have paid a steep price for failure to preserve electronic information. In one high-profile case, a equities trader won a $29 million award in a federal gender discrimination suit. The presiding judge penalized the company for failing to recognize that missing emails would end up being relevant to future litigation. So I guess for other companies, this has turned into more of a suggestion than a mandate. But nonetheless, it seems like they're going to get in a bit of trouble if maybe there is a lawsuit filed and they have already purged their files. And what would they do in that case?
I would say that at that point, the information's gone.
So it becomes basically it's going to become a crime for you to purge your files once a lawsuit has been filed, though, of course.
Or one that is, you know, sort of being threatened to be filed.
Well, that's, yeah, I suppose that's a bit of a...
knowingly shredding evidence is ought to be against the law, as far as I'm concerned.
1-800-259-9231, so that's my bad, not really understanding what that story was. I thought for sure that it was worse than it actually is.
Well, you know, it is going to be a pain in the butt for companies to participate in, but, you know, technology is going to make it harder, everything harder and harder and more complex. So, you know, that particular technology allows you to put the information in better filing systems, is just bound to come along.
Well, this one really happened. This one is something that could apply to a lot of other people. The union leader writing that Londonderry, New Hampshire, Monday morning is often trying for students and parents, but faced with one particularly stubborn student, a Londonderry mom called in...
Police?
The police.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's right. Her kid was sleeping in, and she's such an ineffective mother that she called the cops to come roust him and wake him up and get him off to school.
I think maybe I would have arrested that woman.
Police officer Kim Bernard responded to a 6:58 a.m. report of a young man who simply refused to get up and go to school. Now, wouldn't you just... I mean, if you were a police dispatcher and somebody called you in for this... Wouldn't you sort of laugh and say, thanks, but we don't handle these situations. He's your son. Maybe you should deal with this and hang up the phone.
But I don't know what I would do.
In this case...
That sounds like something I would do, actually.
I believe that the reason why the police showed up is because it is illegal for your children to not go to school because of compulsory attendance laws.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I don't know if...
They have to enforce that.
Well, I don't know if by the son not going to school, if he's breaking the law... Or if it's actually the parents that are breaking the law by the son not going to school, but somebody in that house was technically breaking the law. Mother called, advised her son Rob C. is refusing to get out of bed today, and go to school today, the police log reads. At 7:14 a.m., Officer Bernard arrived at the restaurant and the residence and encountered the suspect. Quote, I got Robbie out of his bed and advised him that it was in his best interest to get dressed and get ready to go, said the officer. Oh, yeah, ASAP, she added. 3 minutes later, at 7:17 a.m., the log reports, son is in his mother's car on his way.
Yeah. The cop being there probably changed everything.
Londonderry police captain said the child definitely, apparently, gets the picture. So, was that a waste of police resources, or should parents who have lazy children be able to just pick up the phone and call the police over to their house at 7 in the morning?
I don't know. The people of Londonderry paid for that. So there's the gas that the cop spent driving over there from wherever she was. The cop's time, of course, she would have been on the city's payroll anyway.
It's true.
But I would bill that to her. I think that woman...
The woman.
Yes. It's fine with me that the woman called the police. She should be billed something like $200.
This is why we need to have a situation where people pay for the services they use. That way you don't... That way a mom's going to think twice before she picks up the phone to call the service of the police on her son. Because if she knew she was going to get a bill, if she knew there'd be a $250 bill coming in the mail for that...
Change everything.
I betcha she would have just let him sleep in a little bit. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. On the way, the latest on Jose Padilla. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 4th, 2006. Gold's at $6.45, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.67, $3.35.58 for half, and $1.67.79 for quarter ounce coins. That's $6.67, $3.35.58, and $1.67.79. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on your website, on our website, actually, at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Over 140,000 posts await you. Over 1,300 people interacting. And it's all for free. A lot of fun. BBS.freetalklive.com. And Don't forget to register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We've been following the case of Jose Padilla, or Padilla, as some like to call him.
Like his family.
Yeah. I just can't handle that.
Well, I was listening to Rush today, and he said the same.
He called it Padilla?
Well, he did both.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was like, Padilla, Padilla, whatever.
Okay. Well, we've been following his case for years on Free Talk Live, and for good reason. Because he is one of the few people that we can point to and say, hey, look how the government is, look how your government, the American government, is treating this man. This guy has been arrested and held, arrested, I don't know, is it considered an arrest when you snatch somebody off the streets and throw them into a brig? I don't even know if that counts as an arrest. He's been seized?
Yeah, you know, I was watching this, the same cable bunch of lies this evening, and, you know, they were talking about, well, he's, just, you know, the broadcaster, the newscaster was saying that he was picked up in connection with a dirty bomb scare, la, 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 la. You know, they didn't mention he's not charged with that crap.
No.
They're holding him without charging him with whatever it is that they said they picked him up with for in the first place.
They charged him finally with a few things. That, first of all, they picked him up, threw him in a military brig, didn't tell anybody for a while. Then they finally came out and said, hey, we got this enemy combatant. He's a bad, bad man.
They're doing a great job.
Yep, and yeah, patting themselves on the back. And then people started saying, well, who is this guy? And people did their research. Some lawyers said, hey, we want to talk to him. Wait, what's that? He hasn't been allowed to speak with a lawyer? What country are we living in? So that's why we've been following this case, because it's outrageous. Now, maybe Jose Padilla is a bad guy. Maybe he is.
He may very well be.
But nobody has ever bothered to present any sort of evidence to that end. They've never given this man a trial to where they could actually come out with the so-called evidence they have and say...
That's where you do these things, trials, you know?
Right. So none of these things that normally happen with alleged criminals have happened with Jose Padilla. They've locked him in a military brig. They finally allowed him to see a lawyer after a few years of incarceration. Well, illegal incarceration in my mind. But they believe it's legal. And then after he got to see a lawyer, then we find out more details about...
The Supreme
about
him. Court made them charge him, finally.
Finally, yes. The Supreme Court said, this is it. You need to either charge him or release him. So finally, they threw a couple charges at him. And as you pointed out, Mark, none of those charges had anything to do with being a dirty bomber. They were just... I don't have the charges in front of me, but they didn't have anything to do with the original allegations.
It was sort of ambiguous-sounding things,
as I
recall. And
since then, one of the charges, the most serious of the charges, has been dropped. So with that in mind, here's the latest on Jose Padilla. This is actually going to be a bit of a look into how they treat this man, which we had a little bit of that before on Free Talk Live, but now you've got more detail from Deborah Sontag at the New York Times. One spring day during his 3.5 years as an enemy combatant, Jose Padilla experienced a break from the monotony of his solitary confinement in a bare cell in the brig at the Naval Weapons Station, Charleston, South Carolina. That day, Mr. Padilla, a Brooklyn-born Muslim convert, whom the Bush administration had accused of plotting a dirty bomb attack and had detained without charges, got to go to the dentist. A naval official declared to a camera, "Today is May 21st. Right now, we're ready to do a root canal treatment on Jose Padilla, our enemy combatant."
I wonder why he needs a root canal. I wonder if they just didn't give him a toothbrush and toothpaste for so long that his teeth were rotting out of his mouth.
That's probably the case.
I don't know if it is, but I'm just wondering. They've treated this guy so horribly and so inhumanely. I don't understand. They were walking. When I saw him walking on the news, they had him in blinders.
Yep.
Like they were taking him to the freaking Batcave. Well, I mean, I don't understand.
Several guards in camouflage and riot gear approached cell number 103. They unlocked a rectangular panel at the bottom on the door, and Mr. Padilla's bare feet slid through, eerily disembodied. As one guard held down a foot with his black boot, the other shackled Mr. Padilla's legs. His hands were too good to hold the legs of this man. It's more appropriate to hold his feet down with a boot.
You'd think that he was a superhero. I mean, like, he's going to be able to crush humans.
Right.
I mean,
riot gear.
I mean, they have to shackle him through the door.
I mean, how, I've seen video footage of them transferring murderers and other violent criminals, people who actually were violent in the
past.
I've
seen them transferring murderers and violent criminals. They don't do this.
Right.
They don't do anything like this. You know, when they're putting shackles on these guys, when I've seen them putting shackles on prisoners, they do it with the guy sitting in a chair. They just go, you know, lean down there and put the shackles on him.
Do you think these guards feel silly with their... With all this, with this garb on, I mean, this just seems so totally unreasonable and outrageous. This is unnecessary.
It seems totally unnecessary to me. I mean, this guy isn't superhuman. He, you know, maybe
he's
a
street thug at best.
You know, maybe he has nothing to lose because you've taken away everything that he had to lose.
Yeah.
But I don't see how a couple of guys with 38s on their hips couldn't handle this kid.
Next, his hands emerged through another hole to be manacled. Wordlessly, the guards, pushing into his cell, chained Mr. Padilla's cuffed hands to a metal belt. Briefly, his expressionless eyes met the camera before he lowered his head submissively in expectation of what came next. Noise-blocking headphones over his ears and blacked-out goggles over his eyes. What is the point of this? Are we completely desensitizing this man? Are we completely shutting him off? I mean, is it like torch? Is it a bad idea to let him see the sky when he goes outside?
Yeah. What's the point?
This is torture, if you ask me.
Is he going to, like, send up smoke signals to Al-Qaeda, and they're going to send in their crack team of Green Berets to break him out if he finds out where he is? I think I might be in the southeastern United States.
Yeah.
What is...
Then the guards, whose faces were hidden behind plastic visors... marched their masked, clanking prisoner down the hall to his root canal. The videotape of that trip to the dentist, which was recently released...
Down the hall to the dentist.
Yeah.
They had to put
on blinders.
They had to put blinders and noise-blocking headphones to take him down the hall. They didn't take him out
this.
In a van someplace to court where he might be able to identify where it is that he is. I think maybe this is what they're trying to do. Maybe
which
they're trying
retarded, because the news identifies where he is.
He's in the
naval brig in South Carolina.
Holy crap.
The naval weapons station.
Then there's no point in this. This is torture.
Yeah, this is. It's total desensitization, dehumanization.
Yeah.
You can't see, you can't hear. Shuffle along with us down this corridor and say, ah, so we can do some dental work on you.
It's nuts.
Which I just, you know, can you imagine how great the government dental work is in a prison?
I'm sure that's
the prison Jose Padilla's in.
I'm sure it's
federal
adequate.
Military brig. Mr. Padilla's lawyers reviewed the tape, offers the first concrete glimpse inside the secretive military incarceration of an American citizen. That's another detail that I think is lost a lot in his case.
This guy is a citizen like you are.
Whose detention without charges became a test case of President Bush's powers in the fight against terror. Still frames from the videotape posted in his electronic court file late Friday. More on the way, 800-259-9231. Does this outrage you, or are you happy that they're keeping this man in shackles and in blacked-out garb? War's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow Patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free lines. For all of your voiceover IP needs, head over to packet8.net and head over to our website at freetalklive.com for all kinds of fun stuff that's all completely free. And we do ask that you support the show by voting for Free Talk Live. If you like what we're doing on the show, head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month voting process that we ask all of our listeners to take part in. And it makes a big difference for us because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. So we're a radio show first and foremost, but then we put the archives online and allow people from all across the world to download them, and hence we are, I think, currently ranked as the number 2 podcast, at least the last time I looked.
I remember it being number 3. Yeah, we're number 3.
Oh, my goodness.
The MuggleCast is, they're after those darn Harry Potter kids.
It's a tenuous hold that we have up there on the top, and we still need your vote to head over to possibly get back to number 1. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you maybe less than a minute, and all you need is your email address. And that won't be sold, that won't be spammed, etc. So vote.freetalklive.com. Talking about Jose Padilla and a new video that has surfaced, sort of giving you a window to his world. Or what his world, I mean, the world inside his cell, I suppose, or just outside of it. This man hasn't had much of a world for the last 3.5, 4, it's been over 4 years, I think, since they very first picked him up and threw him in the military brig. Essentially, the videotape shows him taking a trip to the dentist in the exact same, basically the same military brig that he's being held in. For some reason, they deem it appropriate to stop into his cell and shackle him, and then black out his eyes and his ears. They've got essentially noise-canceling headphones or
Weird.
I don't know if you call them headphones.
What's the point of that?
They've got blacked out goggles so he can't see. Maybe the point is so he can't see who the guys are that are transferring him from place to place and chat him up or something like that. And, of course, later on in this article, it talks about how his behavior has been over the past 4 years, and there's not been one single incident of violence. You would think that the reason they're handcuffing him and blacking him out is because
he's Hannibal Lecter. He'll kill you with a freaking paperclip.
Right, he's a crazy man. But no, in fact, he's described later on in this article as a piece of furniture. He just sits there. This guy's not dangerous at all.
I bet his will to live has been sucked away.
Well, indeed, to Mr. Padilla's lawyers, the pictures capture the dehumanization of their client during his military detention from mid-2002 until earlier this year, when the government changed his status from enemy combatant to criminal defendant and transferred him to the Federal Detention Center in Miami. He now awaits a trial scheduled for late January. Today, with other documents filed late Friday, the images represent the latest and most aggressive sally by defense lawyers, who declared this fall that charges against Mr. Padilla should be dismissed for, quote, outrageous government conduct, and I absolutely agree, saying that he was mistreated and tortured during his years as an enemy combatant. Now lawyers for Padilla, who's 36, and since he went in 2002, that means he went in at age 32. Can you imagine? 4 years of your life. No trial, just being held. They suggest that he's unfit to stand trial. They argue he's been so damaged by his interrogations and prolonged isolation that he suffers post-traumatic stress disorder and is unable to even assist in his own defense. His interrogators, they say, included, or his interrogations, they say, included hooding, stress positions, assaults, threats of imminent execution, and the administration of truth serums. They drugged him up.
Yeah.
A Pentagon spokesperson.
Like, these truth serums, who cares what they are? Just give it to him. Let's see if he talks.
Spokesperson for the Pentagon, Colonel Todd Vision, said Sunday that the military disputes Mr. Padilla's accusations of mistreatment, and in court papers, prosecutors deny, quote, in the strongest terms, the accusations of torture and say that Padilla's conditions of confinement were humane and designed to ensure his safety and security. They're looking out for him, Mark. His basic needs were met in a conscientious manner, including halal, which is a Muslim-acceptable food, clothing, sleep, and daily medical assessment, as well as treatment when necessary, the government stated. Well, I mean, this is Club Med, Mark. I mean, why are we so upset?
I'm sure that there's, they play those, that stuff that they play really loud so he can't get any sleep. It's probably sounds of surf slapping him, for sure.
While in the break,
playing volleyball on the beach.
While in the brig, Padilla never reported any abusive treatment to the staff or medical personnel. In the brig, Mr. Padilla was denied access to counsel for 21 months. Andrew Patel, one of his lawyers, said his isolation was not only severe but compounded by material and sensory deprivations. In an affidavit filed on Friday, he alleged that Padilla was held alone in a 10-cell wing of the brig, and that he had little human contact other than when with his interrogators, that his cell was electronically monitored, his meals were passed to him through a slot in the door, that windows were blackened, and that there was no clock or calendar, and that he slept on a steel platform after a foam mattress was taken from him, along with his copy of the Koran, as part of the so-called interrogation plan. Oh yeah, this is really humane. Blackening out the windows. No way to sense whether time is passing.
If I were him, I would have converted to Christianity within the first week.
What, so you could get a Bible to read? Is that what you're saying?
No, so they'd leave me alone.
I don't think that would have fooled them, Mark.
You don't think so?
No.
No, I think it would have. I think it would have helped.
These sadistic sicko guards? No, I don't think that would have helped very much at all. This is absolutely desensitization, dehumanization, and to suggest that his treatment was appropriate? To suggest that his treatment was humane? Designed to ensure his safety and security? Well, yeah, he might have been safe and secure, but that... Let me read a book or something like that. You can't even look out of the cell. You can't even see sunlight. You don't know if you've been in there for... I guess you could count the meals that you were given. That might be the only way to figure out how time was passing.
If they were willing to keep him from sleeping, they might have been willing to make him not, miss a few meals.
True, they might have only been giving him one every day. He wouldn't have been able to keep track of the time, so he wouldn't have been able to say, hey, you skipped a meal today.
Ooh, I'm sure he'd have known.
Mr. Padilla's situation as an American declared an enemy combatant and held without charges by the U.S. government was extraordinary, and the conditions of a detention appear to have been unprecedented in the military justice system, even. Philip Cave, a former judge advocate general for the Navy and now lawyer specializing in military law, said, quote, there's nothing comparable in terms of severity of confinement in terms of how Padilla was held, especially considering this was pre-trial confinement.
Right. He hasn't been convicted of anything.
Right. Now, you could compare his holding maybe to being isolated in maximum security at a prison, perhaps.
No,
maybe.
You can't. I've never heard of anything like this. The only time I've ever heard of anything like this is Hannibal Lecter. That's Hollywood.
In the movies.
That's it.
Yeah. Ali Al-Mari, a Qatari and Saudi dual citizen and the only enemy combatant currently detained in the United States, at least that we know of, has made similar claims of isolation and deprivation at the brig in South Carolina. The Pentagon spokesperson, Mr. Vishian, said Sunday that he couldn't comment on the methods used to escort Mr. Padilla to the dentist. Blackened goggles and earphones are rarely employed in internal prison transports in the United States, but riot gear is sometimes used for violent prisoners, of which this guy was not. And the guy's not even commenting. So they bothered to take the time to say, well, it's been conscientious. His basic needs have been met, his confinement humane, but we can't talk about why we used blackened goggles and earphones. Why not? I mean, if it's such a good reason, maybe you could explain to us. I mean, there must be a reason behind it.
So they don't have to explain it to you, Ian.
Why? Because they're not accountable?
They're not accountable to you. They're apparently not accountable to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land.
Apparently not.
The concepts like common law and being able to face your accuser and being charged with a crime when you're being held.
One of Padilla's lawyers said, however, that Padilla was completely docile as a prisoner. There was not one disciplinary problem with Jose ever. Not one citation, not one act of disobedience. In his affidavit, he said, I was told by members of the brig staff that Mr. Padilla's temperament was so docile and inactive that his behavior was like that of, quote, a piece of furniture, unquote. Federal prosecutors and defense lawyers are locked in a tug of war over the relevancy of his military detention and the present criminal case. Prosecutors have asked the judge to forbid Padilla's lawyers from mentioning the circumstances of his military detention during the trial, maintaining their accusations could, quote, distract and inflame the jury. Do you think this is going to be acceptable? Do you think the judge is going to prevent his defense from mentioning what happened at the hands of the military in the trial? That would be a total outrage. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Continuing the latest update on the status of Jose Padilla. As you may know, he is the man who has been held for years now, for over 4 years of his life, without ever facing a trial. And we've sort of gotten into the details behind the situation that he has been living under, or was living under, in his time at the military brig in South Carolina. Just total dehumanization, desensitization, being transferred from one place to another with blacked out goggles, essentially noise canceling.
Ludicrous. It's an amount of security that it's beyond the pale.
You look at these pictures that they have, and we're going to link to this article on our bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com, later tonight. But if you look at the pictures of these military guys who are doing the transferring of Jose Padilla, I think stormtroopers when I see these guys. I mean, they've got full decked out camo gear, you know, jack boots. They've got these big old helmets on, essentially, that are like riot gear helmets. I mean, you can't see their faces. It's just so crazy what's going on with this guy.
It's what Hollywood would do, and I mean, I don't understand it. Hollywood would make the police look like this, you know, faceless automatons.
That's exactly what they look like.
Hollywood,
you gotta wonder.
Would make this ludicrous thing like noise canceling headphones and blacked out goggles, because I mean. You would think that this guy was Kwai Chang Kang or something. I mean, like, he could kick holes in concrete walls. You can't let him know where he is. He'll telepathically communicate with Al-Qaeda, and they'll send in an army of Al-Qaeda guys to get him.
Apparently, he's not Kwai Chang Kang. He's completely docile. He was described as a piece of furniture. He does nothing. He's not even disobedient in the jail. There have been no reports of anything like that. And I find this the most outrageous part of this whole update, is that federal prosecutors now the federal prison authorities were saying earlier, oh, his treatment was humane, it's been fine.
There's been Muslim food fed to him, and it's just been great. Even though the windows have been blacked out, he's had no idea what time or day it has been. For all he knows, he's been in there for a year and a half, although I'm sure his lawyers have told him otherwise at this point. But they completely desensitized him from the passage of time, amongst other things, hooding and torturing and just abuse at the hands of his interrogators. And so the prison officials are saying, oh, no big deal, this is Club Med. But the federal prosecutors have asked the judge in his case, which is going to be supposedly going to court in January, to forbid his lawyers from mentioning the circumstances of his military detention during the trial, maintaining that the accusations could, quote, distract and inflame the jury. You think? Do you think that average Americans, even the ones that are afraid of the terrorists, might get a little angry of the fact that they were treating this guy in the fashion they were? You think? Obviously, federal prosecutors think, and they're going to try and get that information banned from the courtroom. But defense lawyers say it's unconscionable to ignore Mr. Padilla's military detention because, among other reasons, it altered him in a way that will impinge on his trial. Dr. Angela Hegarty, director of the forensic psychiatry at Creedmoor Psychiatric Center in Queens, who examined Padilla for a total of 22 hours this year, said in an affidavit filed Friday that he, quote, lacks the capacity to assist in his own defense.
He's a vegetable.
Up. It is my opinion that as the result of his experiences during his detention and interrogation, Mr. Padilla does not appreciate the nature and consequences of the proceedings against him, is unable to render assistance to counsel, and has impairments in reasoning as the result of a mental illness, i.e. post-traumatic stress disorder, complicated by the neuropsychiatric effects of prolonged isolation. You screwed him up.
Well,
he was a dum-dum before this, and now he's a veggie.
I'm not sure that I believe everything that every court expert says, but I'll bet you there's a good chance he's messed up. I mean, just from the crap that we've read in the newspaper that this guy's gone through, I just can't imagine that it's...
Well, I think about it. He was like a gang member before, right? I mean, he was sort of a low-life, trashy dude before, probably not the brightest bulb in the basket. And then you subject a guy like that with very low mental faculties to this sort of treatment? Makes sense. Padilla's status was abruptly changed to criminal defendant from enemy combatant last fall at the time the Supreme Court was weighing whether to take up the legality of his military detention and thus the issue of the president's authority to seize an American citizen on American soil and hold him indefinitely without charges when the Bush administration preempted its decision because... Well, the Bush administration didn't want the Supreme Court deciding on that issue.
They didn't want them. They didn't want the loss that they knew that they were going to get.
And then they filed criminal charges against Mr. Padilla. And it goes on. Just again, we're going to keep you up to date on this story as it continues to develop. But if the prosecutors get their way and they're barred, the defense is barred from mentioning his treatment, his captivity in court, they're just going to stack the jury with a bunch of clueless people that have never even heard the words Jose Padilla before, and who knows what will happen to this guy at that point.
I don't know.
They
really should be able to talk about what the kind of conditions he's been kept under, because it's unusual.
Let's go to the phones to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'll make a quick comment about the Padilla case. When you guys were saying he was blindfolded and had earmuffs on so he couldn't hear anything and walked down the hall, I think that's probably to keep him from maybe passing messages to another inmate or something like
that.
Not
possible. I mean, he's walking down a hall. I saw the pictures of the hall. It's just a jail. I mean, you couldn't possibly see in to the other cells if you wanted to.
Well,
but even then, I mean, how ridiculous is that? After 4.5 years, what kind of information is he going to have that's
possibly
relevant?
Well, it presumes
he
even knows who's in the cell with him. He doesn't know.
Right.
He's been isolated.
Exactly. And so what I called in about was this terror threat assessment that the TSA's come out with. You guys covered it last week, and it's basically the number that they give to international travelers.
That's correct. Based on a variety of factors, like if you bought a one-way ticket or if you're eating vegetarian or whatever it is that you're... There's different factors.
And now I've called in before about flying as a selectee without showing ID, and I wonder, does that put me on the list? Because that's something that's going to make me stand out amongst the millions of people that travel internationally every year.
Well, now, can you fly internationally without getting while not showing ID? I don't think you'd get away with that.
They'll just send you back, or they won't let you onto the plane in the first place. But, you know, coming back, that's something that's going to, that they're tracking, I'm sure, because when I check in, it's the airlines that's recording that I'm not showing ID and actually flying as a selectee.
Mm-hmm.
And that information gets handed over to the government. So.
And now they're talking about sharing this information with companies.
Exactly. And then when you guys covered the story, you missed a priceless quote at the end that I had to bring up.
Okay.
And it was from an assistant commissioner of Homeland Security. This is kind of his summary of the whole program. And he says, quote, "If this catches one potential terrorist, this program is a success."
Oh.
How high are his standards? He doesn't even have to catch a real terrorist. All he has to do to be successful in his job is falsely accuse one American or one person of being a terrorist.
That's such a cliche line for government. If it just saves one life, then all of the hassles that we've made you go through will be worthwhile. Excuse me, my time's valuable here.
Right.
I'd like to get to my destination.
Who are you to say that?
Amazing.
Yes.
Sam, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. To the Watcher in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I am a former federal employee. And
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, me too. It ruined my life. Look at the photograph. The man is obviously totally deprived of all sensory perception.
This blacking guy, I thought he was wearing a VR helmet when I first saw the photos. Those goggles are so big.
No.
It's crazy.
No, the man's mind is messed up. That's called ADX or RHX. ADX or NHX.
What's
that
mean?
No human contact. NHX is no human contact. You're not allowed to look at, speak to, or even view the feet of another person.
I see.
And all human contact removal entails blacking out the windows, leaving him in a dark cell, and keeping him naked and making him sleep on a cement floor or steel bed.
That's what they pretty much are doing. Although I think he does have a jumpsuit, but that's about it. He doesn't
ADX. I'm sure that they handed him a jumpsuit and the shoes just before they started shooting the video. I'm sure he's been in there naked with one sheet of toilet paper and nothing else the entire time he's been incarcerated. I'm very familiar with this procedure.
Oh, my gosh.
You use it to torture people into saying whatever you want them to say.
And that's what they've been doing. His only human contact has been with his torturers and his interrogators.
The intel agencies and the military and the federal prisons use it regularly.
Outrageous. The Watcher, keep us informed. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hour 2's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, laws versus laws. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.